Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's activist call for Growing a Green New Deal. My name is Anthony Torres, the campaign strategist for Sierra Club's Living Economy Program, and I will be the moderator for tonight's event. Some of you may be familiar with me already by the taking action with us this past year or by joining a previous webinar. Whether you're new or a longtime member, I'm very excited to be speaking with activists like you joining from across the country. I can see many of you joining now, and it's so exciting to see. Tonight, we will hear from leaders in and outside of the Sierra Club on why it is important for us to continue to grow the framework of a Green New Deal, including a push for 100% clean energy legislation, and keep up the momentum in our communities and in Congress this summer. As we wait for a few more moments for folks across the country to join us, I'll share with you a bit more information about how to use this platform. Right now, thousands of Sierra Club supporters are dialing into this call, and we want to be able to hear from you. And there will be times during this call for us to answer your questions. If at any point you have a question for a speaker, please press 0 on your phone's keypad, and you'll be connected directly with one of our volunteer operators. Again, press 0 to ask a question at any time. Although I cannot guarantee we'll get to everyone's question, I'll try to make sure we get to as many as possible during our question and answer section near the end of our call. Please only dial 0 again if you have a question rather than a comment, and please be concise so that we can answer as many questions as possible. We're going to begin in just a moment and are grateful to have you joining us tonight. Using this platform, we'll also have the ability to poll the audience. Let's try that out now and see who's on the line tonight. So the poll question will be, how have you been involved with Sierra Club? Press 1 if this is your first time getting involved with Sierra Club. Press 2 if you've been involved with your local chapter or local campaign. Press 3 if you've primarily interacted with Sierra Club online, like signing a petition or donating or receiving email alerts. I'll repeat it again. This is the first poll question we have for a test, and it is, how have you been involved with Sierra Club? Press 1 if this is your first time getting involved with Sierra Club. Press 2 if you've been primarily involved with your local chapter or local campaign. Press 3 if you've primarily interacted with Sierra Club online, like signing one of our petitions, donating, or receiving our Take Action email alert. All right, let's see what we got. Amazing. We're already getting hundreds of responses, so I'm really glad to hear the platform is working for all of you. And really exciting to see that right now over a third of folks are involved with our local chapters or campaigns. There are also a couple hundred of folks who are just getting involved with Sierra Club for the first time. So this is really exciting to see. Well, thank you again to the thousands of you across the country taking time this evening to learn how to take action with Sierra Club to grow the Green New Deal this summer. Again, for those who are just joining, I'm Anthony Torres, the campaign strategist for our Living Economy program and the moderator for tonight's event. In just a moment, we'll be hearing from Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Bruhn, Yassi Kavanizadi from the My Generation campaign, Sierra Club Living Economy Director, Ben Beachy, Chelsea Watson from Sierra Club's organizing team, and the co-founder of Sunrise Movement, Varshini Prakash. Tonight, you'll be able to take with you our strategy for growing the Green New Deal, ways to build up your skills and take action with us, and learn about specific legislation in Congress coming up this summer that advance the vision for a Green New Deal. First, you'll hear about what exactly we mean by a Green New Deal and why this is a priority for the Sierra Club from our executive director. And with that, please welcome Michael Bruhn.
All right. Hi, everybody. Thank you, Anthony, for the introduction and for moderating this call. And hi, everybody. I'm really excited to be on this call with thousands of activists who are doing great work across the country And it's an honor to be on this call with the luminaries who will be speaking, Ben and Chelsea and Yassi, and of course Varshney. Together, all of us on this call, folks who are speaking or folks who just called in, together we've created an opportunity for change that really can't be wasted. We know that Americans all across the country are demanding climate action louder than they ever have because they're already living with the catastrophic effects of climate change in the form of deadly hurricanes in the Gulf, heat waves and floods in the Midwest, wildfires and droughts out in the West. We know that people are demanding policies and succeeding in getting policies that move us to 100% clean energy, create good jobs, address the climate crisis, and protect our health and our most vulnerable communities. In February, just a few months ago, Sierra Club members like you mobilized alongside the Sunrise Movement and many other allies to get over 100 members of Congress to co-sponsor the Joint Resolution for a Green New Deal. All of us, we worked together. We signed petitions. We called our representatives. You showed up at people's offices urging them to sign on. You supported those members of Congress who were willing to show strong leadership, and you challenged other members of Congress who needed a lot more motivation. We know that a few weeks after that, Sierra Club partnered with Sunrise and dozens of allies on the Road to a Green New Deal tour, where supporters like you joined in over 300 town halls across the country to advance our different communities' visions for a Green New Deal. So far, more than 100,000 Sierra Club activists have taken action for the Green New Deal in one way or another. And in the 8 months since young people rose up to demand that Congress tackle the climate crisis, we have seen climate change emerge as the top priority issue for Democratic voters and 2020 presidential candidates. We've also seen a growing number of cities and states that have been offering their own models for a Green New Deal and 100% clean energy. You did this. You have made this issue a top issue for candidates all across the country, and you've helped to create political momentum where we're already beginning to win policies. Contrast that with the Trump administration, who is desperately trying to divide us. We have unions. We have racial justice organizations. We have environmental organizations like the Sierra Club working together, joining forces at the local level, and scoring wins for 100% clean energy, clean manufacturing, clean transportation, and green infrastructure, all of which lays the groundwork for a national Green New Deal. So what do we do now? Well, we definitely can't let up the pressure. This summer and this fall, we are ready to support common sense steps forward, like backing legislative proposals to advance 100% clean energy and legislation to support clean energy vehicles, all of which pushes Congress to take action and calling out the climate deniers in Congress who get in the way. The Green New Deal is big. That's the whole point. It's intentional. The Green New Deal is an invitation for solutions that match the scale of our most urgent challenge. We don't want to just talk about problems. We want to solve them together. Fighting climate change is an obligation, but it's also an enormous opportunity. It's going to take a national mobilization to transition the country to an equitable, clean energy economy that leaves nobody behind. From an economy of low wages and climate pollution to an economy that's driven by dignified work and 100% clean energy where communities are resilient in the face of the climate crisis. So let's talk about the next step. This summer and this fall, 100% clean energy legislation will be introduced in the House of Representatives. And legislation to invest in clean energy electric vehicles, H.R. 2256, the Driving America Forward Act, has already been introduced by Representative Dan Kildee from Michigan. It has 84 co-sponsors. These bills are important first pillars and key components in advancing a Green New Deal framework, and we're going to be going all out to support them. This is where you come in. Green New Deal policies like 100% clean energy are broadly popular. They offer a huge opportunity to galvanize momentum towards systemic and sustainable change. So we're holding this call to talk about how you can get involved. If we can keep up the drumbeat, if we can lay the groundwork now by building the movement in our communities and getting support for a legislative push around 100% clean energy economy, we can do this. We can achieve the equitable and ambitious vision of the Green New Deal for everybody who calls this country home. So we're asking you to join us in this next escalation of these efforts and help us continue to move toward 100% clean energy and grow the Green New Deal. Thank you, and back to you, Anthony.
Thank you, Michael. So Michael just talked about the importance of people power in order to make a Green New Deal and 100% clean energy future a reality. If we want to get this message out to all of Sierra Club's members and supporters, we're going to need your help. We're going to be giving you a few options for action throughout this call. But one thing you can commit to doing right now is join our texting team that allows members to reach out to other Sierra Club supporters about getting involved in these key fights. We want to grow this team so that we can reach out to even more people interested in joining the texting team to talk with other Sierra Club members and supporters. So here's a quick poll. Press 1 if you're interested in joining our texting team and we'll be in touch. Again, press 1 right now if you're interested in joining our texting team and we'll be in touch. As a reminder, at any point during this call, if you have a question after you hear something from a speaker, remember to press 0. In order to ask the question, you'll go to one of our volunteer operators. Again, if you have any question at any point, please press 0 and you'll go straight to one of our volunteer operators before coming back and rejoining the call. So next up, you've already heard about Sierra Club's vision now for a Green New Deal and how we see ourselves in the fight to make it a reality. Now you're going to hear from Yasi, a local Sierra Club organizer with My Generation Campaign, and Yasi will share what's at stake for her and her community in a Green New Deal and how they are showing up to push for a stronger and more equitable California. Yasi?
Thank you, Anthony. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. Like Anthony said, I'm an organizing representative with the Sierra Club's My Generation campaign based in the inland region of Southern California. MyGen focuses to build a stronger, more equitable future for clean energy, zero emissions transportation, and solidarity for social justice with youth at the center of our work. And I noticed our leaders from our chapter and our campaign have had a deep passion for solutions in our communities for a long time. We became activated for the Green New Deal movement when volunteer leaders like yourselves from our chapters in our campaign, we're organizing a local town hall in San Bernardino, California, in solidarity with the Sunrise Movement. Soon after, my generation, under our resistance work, decided to step up and show support. At the town hall, we had over 80 attendees and demonstrated how our national work can relate to this movement and what a local Green New Deal can look like. Currently, we are engaging with new activists into our campaign from that event. And it's really exciting because we're working together to push for clean energy and implementing clean energy in California. Clean energy in the Green New Deal is deeply personal for us. With high rates of poverty and dirty energy generation across Southern California, our teams jumped into California's fight for 100% clean energy last summer. We worked tirelessly on Senate Bill 100, which mandates the state of California to move towards 100% clean energy by 2045. Many of the representatives who are on the fence about this bill are from districts in the inland valleys of California where we work. Not surprisingly, many of our congressional members haven't supported the Green New Deal resolution either. However, for SB 100, our youth led a robust organizing operation where we phone banked, made office visits, and email blasted, and we had successfully 4 out of the 5 assembly members from our region vote in favor of the bill. This experience provides a foundation for a Green New Deal that can be equitable towards clean energy and the transportation we need to electrify for cleaner air here in Southern California. My community has some of the worst levels of smog in the country. The Green New Deal is an answer for solutions towards cleaner air, better jobs, and intersectional movement building. partnering with allies in labor, LGBTQ, faith-based, immigrant rights, and Black communities. We do this at spaces to advocate for zero-emission policy from local air districts in Southern California and the South Coast region to proposing community benefit agreements together in our coalitions. This local work evokes the spirit of what we need and what we can be from a Green New Deal, with young people at the center of it, in which all communities benefit. At the Sierra Club, we hope to be working with frontline communities to implement this deal with justice at the center of it all. Thank you so much again, and I'll hand it back over to Anthony.
Thank you so much, Yassi. Now we're going to hear from the co-founder of Sunrise Movement, Varshini Prakash, who will share why she sees the Green New Deal vision as our moonshot and how important it is for Sierra Club members like yourself to fight alongside Sunrise for us to win. So I'll pass it now to Varshini.
Hey, everybody. This is Varshini. It is so good to be with you all. I'm calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. And I am pumped about how many people there are on this call tonight. So thank you for taking this short while with us here to hear about the Green New Deal. So as Anthony mentioned, I'm one of the co-founders of Sunrise, and we are building a movement that's led by young people to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs for our generation. And we build both people power and political power to that end. So 9 months ago, when hundreds of Sunrisers took action at Nancy Pelosi's office calling on her to support a Green New Deal, we had a vision of bringing climate action that was actually rooted in racial and economic justice and making it a priority in American politics for the first time in our country's history. And to me, the Green New Deal is about a reimagination of the values that govern American society. It's about an economic and social project that says that all people, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of how much money you have in your pocket or where you live, you deserve a universal human right to clean air and water, to a dignified and peaceful life, the right to a livable future, a good job, and a safe home. The Green New Deal is a commitment, as Mike said at the beginning, to a fight for solutions to the crisis that are commensurate to the scale of the crisis. And right now, I really deeply believe that it is our greatest shot at protecting the people that we love, the places that we call home, from devastation that we all know is so great it's even difficult to conceive of. So I don't want to mince words. I think the task ahead of us is immense. And to do what science is telling us is necessary, we have got to pass hundreds of pieces of legislation at every level of government, federal, state, and local. We have got to address the climate crisis at the scale required, which means we've got to address virtually every sector of society. That's from agriculture to transportation to buildings to land use and more, and move towards a renewable energy future. And unfortunately, at this critical juncture in our society and in history, we are up against a powerful enemy that has spent hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, stopping progress on this issue, from funding sophisticated and well-orchestrated misinformation campaigns on the science, to paying off politicians for the last 40 years to pretend that they don't understand the science, all of this to protect their bottom line. So we'll need to surmount that. And it is not going to be easy. The power we'll need to build will have to rival essentially the greatest movements in our country's history that we have seen. Tens of millions of people activated and in the streets, electing hundreds of politicians up and down the ballot that abide by our values, and we'll need to break the power of the fossil fuel lobby. We'll need to build and hold power from our local governments to the highest offices in the land for a decade or more to get it done. That's how it's been done in history. That's how we'll do it now, and we can't settle for anything less. So we're well aware at Sunrise that we cannot do it alone. We need the Sierra Club to be there with us every single step of the way. You've lobbied and advocated by the thousands. You've taken action alongside of us. And let's be clear, this organization has been at the helm of some of the greatest environmental movements and victories in our history. So if we are to be successful today, the legacy of the Sierra Club has to permeate into the politics of today, of mass movement building. And the might of our movements, combined with those who are joining us from labor, from racial justice organizations, immigrant justice movements, political organizations, I think we could truly be unstoppable. So this summer, we're already taking action together. The next one is coming up in just a couple weeks in Detroit at the presidential debates. I want to shout out the local Sierra Club folks that have been helping out put on this massive demonstration alongside our young folks and environmental justice and labor leaders. We're launching a big fall campaign to engage tens of thousands of young people and take direct action to hold the media and our politicians accountable for their role in stopping this crisis. It is a big, big task ahead of us, and I don't know if it's possible, but I know for the sake of all of us that we have to try. So thank you, and it is truly an honor to be standing alongside of you every single day in this fight. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Varshini. Now that we're grounded in the urgency of this moment, we're going to shift gears a bit and hear from Ben Beachy, the director of our Living Economy program, about the strategy we have to win and how the upcoming legislation in Congress this summer brings us closer to a Green New Deal. Ben?
Thank you, Anthony. Hey, everyone. I'm so happy to be joining you all from balmy Washington, D.C. As Anthony and all of our speakers have talked about, the actions of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Sunrise Movement, and thousands of activists like you have really ignited the kindling of longstanding climate movement work. Building on the work of local climate justice leaders, this new momentum has helped put climate on the political map with the Green New Deal at the center of a new governing agenda. Bold climate policies that were previously deemed unrealistic have suddenly gained popular support, shifting the realm of what is possible right before our eyes. If we are going to make this vision a reality and grow a Green New Deal, we need to continue shifting what is possible, and we need to start mobilizing popular support around specific policy solutions, like 100% clean energy and clean electric vehicles. We need to push for tangible ways to achieve the three pillars of the Green New Deal: tackling climate change and pollution, fighting inequity, and creating good jobs. Now, starting this summer, members of Congress are unveiling several pieces of legislation that fill in details for how a Green New Deal would help us achieve 100% clean energy for all, support for communities on the front lines of climate change, a revival of clean manufacturing and transportation, and millions of family-sustaining jobs in the new clean energy economy. Many of these bills will build on Green New Deal-style policy wins that have already been happening at the state and local levels, thanks to many of y'all. As one example, just last month, we supported the introduction in Congress of a new Buy Clean bill that builds on a California law enacted with the support of environmental groups and labor unions. It lays the groundwork for a new generation of clean manufacturing to slash pollution and create good jobs for communities harmed by the status quo. Now, this August recess that's upon us allows activists an opportunity to meet with members of Congress to further advance some of the pillars of the Green New Deal. And during this summer's in-district work period that's coming up, we will lobby for legislation to advance a 100% clean energy economy, as well as incentives to support clean energy technologies like clean electric vehicles. Meanwhile, many activists will also be lobbying against Trump's NAFTA deal, a trade deal that would threaten a Green New Deal by helping corporate polluters and fueling the climate crisis. To advance our vision of a Green New Deal, we need to show the public, the media, and politicians that not only are the broad goals of this vision popular, but that Americans from across the country are willing to push for the tangible policy solutions we need to transform our economy. With a Green New Deal volunteer corps of Sierra Club activists like yourselves, we can push Congress to support these bold pieces of legislation. laying the groundwork for implementation under a new administration. And with that, thank you so much, and I'll hand it back over to Anthony.
Thank you, Ben. Now to what we are asking each of you to get plugged into this July and August and beyond. To share our plan in the many ways you can train up and mobilize with us this summer, we have Chelsea Watson, a national organizer at the Sierra Club. So please welcome Chelsea.
Hey, everyone. Thank you, Anthony. My name is Chelsea, and I'm going to be leading a lot of the organizing work happening at the Sierra Club nationally this summer to grow the Green New Deal, and I just can't wait to work with many of y'all more closely. As Ben and Mike said, there's a lot of very specific solutions we need to be pushing forward on a national level, and as far as this isn't just about policy, this is about building a movement. So we're going to do them all at the same time, and I really need you to listen up here because this is some ways you can get involved as a Sierra Club activist and growing the Green New Deal. So let's get right to it. From August 5th to September 6th, our members of Congress are going to go back to their home districts, your home district, to meet with you, their constituents. When they come home, we need hundreds of Sierra Club activists like you and me, and we're going to be at their offices asking them to stand with us in growing this vision of a Green New Deal. What we want here is a homegrown, clean energy economy that starts with the grassroots, and you can probably see I'm getting at a theme here with the homegrown and grassroots. This summer, we are launching our mobilization to grow the Green New Deal. Starting in our communities, we're going to be taking this vision to our legislators to ask them to make 100% clean energy future a reality. And as a fun, exciting, joyful, playful way to symbolize this growth, we are going to be dropping by their offices, going into these meetings with some of our own things that can symbolize what growing a Green New Deal means to us. So our own flowers, fruits, vegetables, herbs, seeds, maybe even some homemade art or other garden goods to remind them that just as we can grow food to feed and nourish ourselves, we need a just, clean energy economy that sustains us and allows all of our communities to thrive. So you can be creative here. I know that I walk by a patch of yellow and white wildflowers on the side of the road every day, and I admire not only their beauty, but their tenacity and resilience. So when I think about something close to home that represents a Green New Deal, that's it. And that's what I would want to bring into this meeting, my members of Congress. But what represents growing a Green New Deal to you? Do you live near a community garden that grows tomatoes or zucchini and represents the importance of access to fresh food in your city? Are you a gardener with medicinal herbs that represents the importance of health and well-being in our future? Please be personal, be local, be creative. It's local plants and local solutions. And the Green New Deal will look different in every community, and we can represent that in these drop-bys this August. So if you're ready for this, we'll have an online training next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern to set you up for success and answer any questions you have. If you're nervous, if it's your first time, don't worry. We've all been there. We've done this before, and we will have a team of volunteer coaches who are available to check in with you one-on-one and support you every step of the way. And also a huge shout-out to all the amazing coaches that I know are ready to coach you and are on this call right now. So thank you. Y'all are amazing, and we're going to get some great people to take action this summer. So if you're ready to visit your member of Congress's office this August to ask them to grow a Green New Deal and support a 100% clean energy economy, now is the moment. Press 2. And if you're not quite ready to sign up, confirm you're going to do a lobby visit, that's okay. But if you're on the fence or you think you might be interested, please press 2 anyways, because we'll still follow up with you. And remember, as I said, you don't have to do this alone. We and our team of coaches are here to answer any questions you have and support you through the process. So again, press 2 if you're excited about visiting your member of Congress's office, bringing them some homegrown goodies when they're home for August recess. Amazing. I see already we have 245 people signed up. Can we get to 300? We'll see. Keep pressing 2. And, keep pressing 2. So I will say that there is one other moment for action that I'm going to talk to right now, which is that there is one more thing we can do before August recess even starts. So as Varshini was talking about, the Democratic candidates are hitting the stage for debate number 2 on July 30th and 31st. I know that I am, and I'm sure y'all are too, eager to learn more about their proposals to tackle the climate crisis. I know that many will be watching anyways, so at Sierra Club, we're thinking, why not take this as an opportunity to build relationships with other activists in your community? So if you are going to be watching the debate and you think that you could host a debate watch party, press 3. This will be a low-key opportunity to bring your community together, discuss the issues, and maybe even plan your next steps for visiting your member of Congress in August. So if you're not ready to sign up for the August recess visits, that's okay. Here's another opportunity to get together with activists in your community, talk about these issues, and watch the debates in a place close to home. We'll also have coaches to help you with this debate watch party and a toolkit available to help you plan your party. So again, if you're down to host a debate watch party this July, press 3. So you can press 2 for the August recess visits and press 3 to host a debate watch party. And all of this is a part of our summer mobilization to grow the Green New Deal. The last thing I'll say before I get off, but if you are one of those people that push the number, I'm sure we'll be talking soon because I'll be following up with all of y'all, is that throughout all of this, we'll host a series of webinars that are going to be great, crucial opportunities to connect with other Green New Deal activists and develop your plans for this growing a Green New Deal mobilization. So we'll be following up with all of you on this call with the online training schedule, registration links, and all the materials mentioned. So you can sign up for these trainings and see all the other materials that I talked about at sc.org/recess if you don't want to wait for my follow-up email this week. So if you go to sc.org/recess, R-E-C-E-S-S, you'll be able to see these two actions I talked about as well as our online training schedule to help build your skills to grow the Green New Deal. So thank you all for your time here. Again, I'm sure we'll be talking more soon, and I'm going to pass it back to Anthony to wrap up and answer some questions.
Thanks so much, Chelsea. So Chelsea just talked about the several important ways you can take action with us and grow a Green New Deal this summer. I'm going to go over those poll options one more time. This is the moment you can sign up to take action with us this summer. And so this doesn't have to be a full commitment. And if you're interested, we want to know. And we can pair you again with those experienced activists who can coach you through it to make sure you have all the support you need to make it happen. So one more time, press 1 if you'd like to join the texting team. Press 2 if you will join the Growing a Green New Deal mobilization by doing an office drop-by visit this August. Press 3 if you're interested in hosting a debate watch party on July 30th or the 31st. And press 4 if you're interested in all of the above. Whatever you sign up for, we'll be following up shortly to make sure you have all the information, support, and resources you need to make it happen. Wow, well, thank you so much. We have hundreds of folks signing up for all of these different opportunities to take action with us this summer. It's so exciting to see, and I'm really eager to work with all of you and make this movement and move it forward this summer. And one more reminder that we're going to go now into the question and answer session of this call. You can still press 0 at any time to ask a question, and you'll go to one of our volunteer operators. We've already gotten many, and I'm really excited to get to as many as we can. And so press 0 now if you'd like to ask a question to one of those volunteer operators. Okay, so now we're going to go to the question and answer part of our section. So thank you, everyone who signed up to be trained and take action this summer. And so in order to prepare you for participating that summer organizing, we're going to answer some of your questions here. And so I'm looking up now all the questions we have. We'll get to as many as we can at this moment that'll go to our speakers. And so first up, we're going to go to Deb McConnell in New Jersey. Deb McConnell, I'm going to unmute you to allow you to speak, and you'll be on to ask your question.
Hey, thank you very much.
Debbie, you there?
So, I'm here. Can you hear me all right? I'm driving my car.
Yes.
Okay. So my question has to do with education. I mean, I think in terms of the Green Deal, the education element perked my interest, because I believe that in terms of the platform, that education of the American people is really needed. So could you explain to me what that means as far as the Green New Deal is concerned?
Absolutely. That's a really great question about what we have to do to educate our community members to do that. And that's much of what we're going to be doing this ARC, and a lot of the opportunities you're going to have with these webinars and with even the debate watch parties to learn how to educate your community and engage them in this ARC. I'm actually going to open it up to our speakers to see if anyone else would like to chime in on specifically the education work, and I can close up with some resources for you. Maybe Ben would like to jump in and share just some of the education work out there.
Hey there, can you hear me now? Sorry, I was on mute. So there's a lot of effort underway. It's a really good question from a lot of different groups. It's definitely Sunrise Movement, and Varsh has definitely been going around the country tirelessly trying to educate folks with Green New Deal, along with many of her colleagues. Many climate and racial justice groups at the local levels, a number of pro-worker groups. I'd say at Sierra Club, we have, if you go to, if you just Google Sierra Club Green New Deal, you can get there and see our bunch of different resources that we have, fact sheets, press statements, blog posts, articles, op-eds that lay out. I mentioned there's like these three pillars of a Green New Deal is one way of thinking about it, tackling climate change and pollution, fighting inequity, and creating good jobs. And we talk about specifically what that actually would mean. And when we do that, what we're really doing is borrowing from the work that a lot of local groups have been doing for years, really, to push for policy changes at the local level that achieve all three of those pillars of climate, equity, and jobs. And so those resources are available on our website. I think one thing that always helps with education is making it real, making it tangible. And so pointing to those local policy solutions that are already happening is one way we're doing that. I'll also just say that we're about to release a new Green New Deal video, which will help out with the education as well. And so there'll be something that you can have available to share with others in your own networks to spread the word about Green New Deal and further expand the support for this vision.
Thanks so much, Ben. And thank you for the question, Deb. Now we're going to go to another question. And so we're going to go now to Andrew calling in from Hampton, Virginia. So, Andrew, you should be able to speak on the line now and ask your question.
Hi, my name is Andrew Stith, and I wanted to ask questions about, I'm here in Hampton, Virginia, near north of Virginia Beach, and the main thing is, for me, what are y'all doing about minorities and the Green New Deal, spreading the word about minorities and going into minority neighborhoods and minority areas. And also, what are you doing also about the sea level rise that's happening here in the north of Virginia Beach and Tangier Island area of the Chesapeake Bay and also the Atlantic Ocean?
Thanks so much for this question, Andrew. I'll just start by saying that, when we're tackling the climate crisis, we're also tackling the inequity crisis. And a key pillar of the Green New Deal and of our policies for clean energy and other actions we're taking now are a key pillar of that is fighting racial injustice and making sure that we're putting communities of color and frontline communities at the center as those have been the folks on the forefront of change. The climate crisis magnifies these systemic injustices, as you've mentioned, from sea level rise to toxic pollution to who gets hit hardest by these climate disasters. And we can't fully tackle one without tackling inequity and injustice. And so that's what I'm really excited to see in this moment is how a Green New Deal is taking on both of those and how much of the organizing we're doing here at the Sierra Club and all these initiatives and from much of our speakers are centering the voices who are on the front lines. And so I want to open it up to our speakers. Maybe Yasi or Varshini or Ben want to speak on a bit more of how we are definitely centering racial justice in this work.
Hi, Anthony. This is Yasi. I can answer some of that question. In our communities, we definitely work on building trust with folks on the ground from different backgrounds and community groups. And building trust looks like listening what's happening on the ground, whether it's in the state or locally, on issues that are on the periphery of the Green New Deal, but also answer to the center. So racial justice issues and immigrant rights issues in my minority communities are pieces in the organization where we have stood in solidarity and work closely on extending resources and sharing resources together to have healthy and safe communities on the ground. So in my work, that looks like taking positions at various community centers, access to education for minorities, clean air, clean water, those type of situations that often leave minorities behind. As far as sea level rise, I'm from an inland community, so we don't have that problem yet. And, you know, California also has experienced lessening shorelines over the summer. In the summer, our shorelines are getting less and less, and flooding is also increasing near some coastal communities. So if there's somebody in the group that can answer that question, that would be great. But I think at the core of the answer to your question is just it's about building trust and coming in with a listening ear so that we can work together to make sure we power our planet as inclusively and as cleanly as possible.
Yeah, hi, this is Varshini, and I would just agree with everything that's been said before me, and I think there's, you know, as we've been carrying out this work as well, we've been building out more concretely some constituency networks with Sunrise, but also far beyond Sunrise for people that we as a youth movement can't necessarily reach. So we've been building out these communities that are, or constituency groups that are, you know, farmers and ranchers for a Green New Deal, Gulf South for a Green New Deal, Indigenous communities for a Green New Deal, and more, so that folks who are organizing from communities that are more vulnerable to climate change and have been leading on this for a long time are actually able to organize themselves and speak to each other and bring them into this broader fight. I know for me, and I know for Sunrise, that if the Green New Deal doesn't center racial and economic equity, it is not a Green New Deal. So I really hear your question, and I appreciate it as well.
Thanks so much for the question. Thank you both, Cassie and Varshini, for those really in-depth answers to how we make sure that a Green New Deal and all these efforts must tackle racial inequity at its core. So we're going to do one more question with the time we have. And the last question, we're going to go to Noah calling in from Oakland, California. So, Noah, you should be able to speak now and ask your question.
Hi, thank you. I'm calling, I'm new to the Green New Deal, so forgive me if this is on a website somewhere, but I'd love to hear more about how the Green New Deal addresses other areas of the economy, agriculture, and just regenerative business as a whole. I know that there's, you know, B Corps and a lot of sustainable businesses out there, so I'd be really interested to hear how the Green New Deal plans to partner with local communities and business owners.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for that question. Actually, right now on the Sierra Club website, we have a piece called Five Big Ideas for a Green New Deal. And you can find that on the Sierra Club website, Five Big Ideas for a Green New Deal. You can also see our main site, sierraclub.org/trade/Green New Deal. And as you mentioned, there's the Green New Deal is going to be an economy-wide transformation that tackles our crises of our economy, our democracy, our climate. And many of those five big ideas we mentioned are an infrastructure renaissance of transforming our buildings, of bringing a manufacturing revolution, creating a green brigade to restore natural resources, and also agriculture is like a key piece of this. Regenerative agriculture and public lands are going to be really key to how we bring about a Green New Deal as a reality. And I want to pass it to our speakers to see if others who want to add in here about specifically how the Green New Deal is going to address so many of the sectors of our economy and across our communities.
Yeah, this is Ben. I can take a first stab at that. I think it's an excellent question. As Anthony mentioned, really we're seeing the models and momentum for a Green New Deal, a national Green New Deal, emerging all across the country. And we've actually been seeing this for years, where communities across the country are pushing forward and actually winning, in many cases, in the shadow of the Trump administration, concrete policy wins to revitalize our infrastructure, retrofit our buildings, revive clean manufacturing, restore our ecosystems, and yes, boost family farmers who are part of the solution when it comes to tackling the climate crisis. There's just to drill down a little bit on that one, since it's what you asked about. Family farmers are an integral part of tackling the climate crisis. That not only because everyone's I think familiar with the climate pollution that comes from large scale agriculture, but we don't want to just focus on the problems here. They really are a core part of the solution, in that family farms by using low tech sustainable practices, regenerative practices, can actually trap more climate pollution than they produce in their soil. And that, helps to achieve one of the pillars of the Green New Deal of tackling climate change, while at the same time achieving the pillar of, economic security, because actually what that does is it makes those family farmers more resilient to the droughts that we're seeing more and more often with climate change, and actually boost their agricultural output at the same time. And we clearly want to make sure we're targeting, first and foremost, those family farmers in rural communities that really have been excluded from the unjust status quo, which includes low-income farmers, farmers of color, because that, as Varshney said, is a core plank of the Green New Deal. Without that, it is not a Green New Deal. So there's very concrete policies that have been put forward and, in fact, won at the state and local level. What we're doing now is working to scale those up and build momentum for them at the national level.
Yeah, and sorry, if I could just jump in with a couple more examples. I think it's so exciting what's already occurred in the last 8 months, just seeing. So first and foremost, when we conceive of the Green New Deal, a lot of times the way the media and politicians talk about it is just this sort of environmental thing. But we know that the Green New Deal itself is comprised of a dozen or more projects that range from everything, as Ben mentioned, from agriculture to manufacturing to industrial policy and transportation and more. And I think, at the local level, when I go to different places, we've already seen these victories where Maine was able to pass a Green New Deal state policy along with the local AFL-CIO, which represents like 40,000 members, and had an extremely strong jobs provision within that bill and gets to 80% by 2040 for the state of Maine. We're seeing in Iowa there are folks devising a Green New Deal for rural America, organizing farmers and ranchers behind this vision for a Green New Deal and how it can support small farmers and sustainable farming. There's other work happening in Detroit right now to create a Green New Deal for a citywide and statewide Green New Deal for Detroit and Michigan, and figure out how some of these cities like Detroit or Milwaukee and others that were former beacons of manufacturing in America can now be the driving force, the engine behind the Green New Deal in the 21st century. So I think there's a lot of really exciting work happening already that kind of points to all the different projects that you mentioned in your question.
Thanks so much for the question and answers, folks. Again, I'll direct folks to the Sierra Club Green New Deal website as well for a roundup of many of these ideas and local wins that are building the local and state momentum towards and growing a Green New Deal. So thank you for all those folks who have joined the line and asked the question. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to everyone. If you have additional questions, please stay on the line to leave a voicemail with your question. And please state your name, where you're from, and your question or comment. I'm really blown away by the thousands of you who joined us tonight and can't wait to see what we can accomplish together this summer. Already hundreds of you have signed up to join our texting team. Hundreds have signed up to visit your member of Congress's office when they're home this recess. Folks have signed up to host debate parties across the country at the end of this month. It's really exciting to see, and we are together going to be growing a Green New Deal at this critical time. This is our moment to demonstrate support for this vision and call on our neighbors and community members to join us in advancing key legislation to advance 100% clean energy and respond to the climate crisis. So if you'd like more information about the Sierra Club and what our plans are for 2019, of course, visit sierraclub.org. Follow up and visit Sunrise Movement's website. See all the work that our speakers and organizers are doing. And lastly, all of you who have joined, all of you who have signed up to take action, we're going to be following up with you with all the resources and support you need, as well as a series of webinars on how to lobby, how to talk to the media, how to work with partners. This is just the beginning of our organizing arc this summer, and we're so excited to be fighting alongside you. So thank you for your time, and have a great night, everybody.